You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. Okay, welcome back to episode 9 with a new co-host, Jack. Welcome.
Thank you. It's about fucking time, to be honest. What episode is this? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. Been waiting a while.
Well, I was saving the best.
Oh.
So, as you guys probably would have heard, Jess is in Bali. Well, she eventually made it to Bali. I'm going to savor that story for when she gets back, because in true Jess form, it has been completely chaotic, as it normally would be and expected. So, we'll leave that for another time. Mm. But today, I've got the next best thing, which is Jack.
Thank you.
Jack is my partner of 10 years, so thank you for last minute stepping in.
Yeah, 10 long years.
Long years. So we also have a new location today as well. We're not at home in my, or should I say our bedroom, filming on the couch.
Mm.
We're in the Barossa.
Tanunda.
For a gorgeous weekend away.
Yeah.
So we're coming to you from the Barossa in the wine region. And if we're slurring our words a little bit, it's because we've had a couple of wines. We've just spent all day at a cooking class in Angaston, gifted to us by some really lovely close friends.
Yeah. And lots of wine in between.
Yeah, and to be continued as well, so.
Love it.
So, look, the way how things normally run, I will ask you if you've been renewed or axed. Mm-hmm. So, how's your week been? How are you feeling? If you were on a reality TV show, would you be renewed or axed after this week?
To be honest, I think I would be renewed, because I have been having conniptions all week, basically. I've been battling Adelaide's worst traffic this week.
Been a lot going on the road.
Yeah. First, it started with that fucking elephant that got flown in from New Zealand.
Big Burma.
Big Burma. Pretty much put the city on gridlock on Monday and made its way to Monado Zoo.
Yeah.
So that was rage-inducing in terms of traffic. And look, if Monado wanted an elephant, all they needed to do was call me up. I'll go live there.
Well, they could have called both of us there.
Yeah.
Put us both on a crate onto the freeway and off we go.
And apart from that, then there was also the Clipsal 500.
Yeah.
So normally I don't have to drive in the city often, but my work this week did require me to frequent the city a lot, and it was mayhem. Like, I don't understand it. A whole car show or whatever it is, Clipsal 500... Why would you lock off half a fucking city, the CBD, to have cars race around it? Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah, it's not something that would attract us to the CBD.
No.
Let's just say that.
No. But,
so, what, you think you're renewed?
Renewed, because I was having full-blown conniptions the whole week, like meltdowns in the car.
Car rage with you is not car enjoyable.
Rage. Absolute car rage. So, yeah, I think if I was on a reality TV show, it would have been a very erratic time for me this week. A lot of emotions, a lot of highs and lows. And so, yeah, that's me.
Thank God I wasn't in the car with you during all of these times, because I probably also would have spiraled just as hard.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm going to say, look, I reckon I would have been axed this week.
Oh.
I didn't have a lot going on. I spiraled, but not in an entertaining way. It was more of an internal spiral. Yeah, and I just don't think I really provided a lot of content or entertainment for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I think we've turned that around today.
Yeah,
today was a great day. Great start to hopefully next week being a great week.
Except when we just got back to our Airbnb in Tanunda and found a fucking baby mouse under the sink looking for food, and a huntsman.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. Look, we're no country bumpkins by any means.
No. And like, we're not the type to kill shit. So we tried to catch the baby mouse with a container and it found a crack behind the cupboard and off it went. So it's still around here somewhere. So actually there's three on this podcast today.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a secret co-host in a crevice somewhere. Okay. So do you have any housewives news that you want to go over? Is there anything that you've seen on socials this week that you want to bring up?
Yes, I do have a few points. Two of them are housewives related, and then the third one is not, but wanted to bring it up.
Sure.
First one is Teddy Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. From you mentioned her in last week's episode around her filing for divorce.
Yes.
It's just come out this week that she had an affair. Did you know about that?
With the horse trainer.
With a horse trainer.
Yeah.
So
juicy
gossip. And I kind of wish that she was on Housewives still to be able to see this kind of shit go down.
Yeah.
This
could have been like her one storyline that she really could have driven home and like held on to like a diamond for a while.
Yeah. So there was that. And apparently as well, the horse trainer that she's had an affair with has just had a baby. And while the mother was giving birth, he was with Teddy.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's messy.
Messy. Like, it needs to be on Housewives. Like, what are we doing? Like,
Storyline that Beverly Hills needs, because it does not have a lot going on at the moment.
No. I hope that Andy is somewhere asking Teddy for coffee to talk about a future with Housewives. Because I don't know. I feel like this could be some messy shit going down.
What are your thoughts? Because there's a lot of people that have a lot of Teddy hate against her. I personally didn't love her on the show, but I don't think she deserves to get all the hate that she cops all the time.
I don't think she deserved to get all the hate that she got. She was a little bit boring, but she never did anything to make me like hate her. You know what I mean?
And I think it's like, she also acknowledges that she was also boring.
Yeah.
So
I have just one more point as well for news from this week. Just when New York couldn't become any more of a snooze fest, Erin has announced that she's pregnant. Or if she hasn't announced it, I saw it on one of the posts.
Yeah.
Boring.
So boring. Look, that cast couldn't get any more boring if it tried. But I have seen more posts saying that it was a prank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A prank?
Yeah.
From her?
Yes. Look, I haven't delved into it that deep because, honestly, I couldn't give two flying fucks about that cast.
Yeah.
Honestly, we haven't seen the last episode. And I think there was one episode this season so far where I might have cracked a smile. And that was because of that new friend of, I've forgotten her name.
I don't know.
Crystal Mellencamp. She's related to her somehow.
Yeah.
She's funny. She's barely on it.
She's just nonchalant. She just has no fucking clue what's going on.
Nonchalant. Yeah. And she's oblivious, like how the old housewives were for you on New York.
And that's what we want. Like, we're not looking for...
They're too self-aware.
Like, too self-aware. We're not looking for a bunch of woke queens, like, too scared to talk about, you know, how they really feel in certain situations. And this chick just comes out and says the most random shit. And you know what? If she was with a cast like Salt Lake City, it'd be like, oh, she's a snore fest. But because she is already on a show that is an absolute snore fest, it's kind of like, oh, she said something random. That's funny.
The best out of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But that... Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
So this is... not housewives related, but Paris and Nicole, the encore. So obviously they released a snippet like probably about 6 months ago now where they announced that they were doing something together, and it had like the sana-sa, like, you know, from Simple Life. What do you think it's about? Because I don't think I've seen any posts that necessarily point to it being another season of The Simple Life.
Yeah.
But it's just called Paris and Nicole, the encore. So what does that mean?
I have been praying and begging for this. I just want one more season with those two where they just catch up and do the same shit that they used to do back in the day when The Simple Life was running.
Just dumb shit.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be another season of The Simple Life, but I don't think it's been branded that way.
Yeah.
I have seen that there's snippets of them going back to Sonic. Do you remember when they worked at Sonic in The Simple Life? So they go back to Sonic at some point. I think they kind of revisit small parts of
the history of Simple Life.
And kind of relive those moments. Look, I'm not expecting incredible things to come out of it, but I do enjoy seeing those two together. I hope it's not as like produced as all of like the snippets we've seen on socials so far, but they're so famous now that it's probably going to be like that, which is fine. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I do want a proper season of those two going somewhere out bush where we are right now.
Just bring them to Tanunda.
Bring them to Tanunda.
They can come catch this fucking mouse running around.
Eradicate the huntsmans. Yeah. I feel like, by the way, this journey isn't over. Like, it comes in threes and we've only hit the twos so far. So
what's next?
I don't want to even think about what's next.
But a fucking snake.
Don't say that. I can't cope. We've got one more night here. We need to make it out alive.
Go on.
So I just had one little small article. I think it came out maybe the back end of last episode's podcast, so I didn't capture it then. But there's news, Salt Lake City related news. Monica Garcia has been ordered to pay Heather Gay a total of $35,853.
Yeah, I did see that actually.
After failing to pay her beauty lab bill.
But that's a large bill.
Yeah.
What have you gotten done, bitch?
So, I think the original bill was like, I'm going to say like in the thousands, like I'm like maybe five max. Yeah. I don't think it was...
couple lips.
Yeah, some lips.
Some boaty.
Yeah, some Botox, some filler, you know, that shit can rack up quite easily. And she didn't pay it. And now, because it's gone to court, she's now been ordered to pay the lawyer fees.
Oh, sure.
So instead of just paying, what, $5,000, she has to pay an extra 30.
That's insane.
Hectic. She'll never make it back onto that show now. I'm hoping to
see. Well, maybe she will, because she's got a large fucking bill and she needs some income to pay that.
Yeah. There's rumors saying that she might make it onto season two of...
Oh, Mormon Wives, that one.
Yeah, yeah. But I think she's a little bit too mature for that show.
Yeah, we didn't finish that, did we?
No. I thought it was entertaining. Yeah. I just forgot about it.
Same.
Yeah.
But I've got friends that never were really into Housewives that have watched that though.
Mm.
And they binged it. And I'm like, I'm sitting here going, okay, cool. Yeah. Like it's entertaining. But like, if you love the Mormon Wives, what's it called? Real Lives of Mormon Wives, whatever.
Secret Lives of
Mormon Wives.
Mormon Wives.
Then watch Salt Lake City. And like, I'm like, what are you doing watching that? And you're not a Housewives girl, but if you like that, then fucking watch Salt Lake City. This. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I agree. But we'll just have to keep working on all of those girls.
Those because, friends.
Yeah. They're missing out on a treasure chest.
Mm, a cracker.
Yeah. A what?
A cracker.
A cracker. I thought you said a crack pipe.
And that.
All right. Well, that's all the news out the way. Actually, no, someone did mention that apparently Seth has a girlfriend in Ohio.
Mm. I was going to bring up Seth in this podcast episode because... Mm. Actually, I want to say that again. I was going to bring up Seth in this chat because I feel like he is shady as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the way that he just leaves, he's always away for work, like... Mm. It's just weird to me. Like, what do you do? What do you act? Does anyone know what Seth does?
He is. I did see an article. He's like the chairman or like the head of some sort of department for some sort of company somewhere.
Okay.
I skimmed over it. I looked at it and I was like, okay, cool. I have no idea what that is.
Whatever.
He might be important for some company, which is why he needs to be at all these places at a certain time. All the time, I'm not sure, but no doubt if you're away for work that much, you're bound to
build relationships. Dibble dabble.
Dibble dabble, build relationships.
Especially if your marriage is like...
in business
a bit crazy. Pleasure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, let's get into the episode. Highlights.
Right.
We watched this twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once for an enjoyment purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And two... strictly to take notes. And every time we went to go say something to one another, we had to kind of shut each other up. Psst. Yeah, that's enough. So normally I would watch this with a friend externally and we won't message about it, but it was probably more challenging to watch it with you because we couldn't react both times. So highlights, I'm thinking starting from the start, John and Lisa sitting down because John says, reel it in.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're going to get kicked out. Like Todd's going to have our ass. So
and she's got the tears.
Wind it up. Lisa still blaming Whitney for getting in between her and Bronwyn.
I noticed that. Like, babe, it is literally not Whitney. Like, why you just have this vendetta against Whitney that every chance you have, you want to bring her in and be like, she's the villain. I think you're the villain in this, doll.
Yeah. And if it's anyone getting between Bronwyn and Lisa, it's Heather.
Yeah, literally. Like,
why?
Literally.
Why? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not Whitney's biggest fan, but Whitney had no part in this.
And also, I feel like Whitney in this episode has kind of tried to stay a little bit out of it because she knows Heather's involved and her relationship with Heather has been so up and down. So I feel like in this situation between Bronwyn and Lisa, Whitney actually hasn't tried to get too involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she's kind of like, oh, like I really don't want to be feuding with Heather again.
Yeah.
And then Lisa sits down and is like, this is just Whitney. This is what she does.
John blindly defending Lisa was hard to watch. I appreciate the ride or die behaviors.
Yeah.
However, come on, John. Johnny boy, we know that Lisa can really twist the truth. Like, don't make yourself look like too much of a fool, please.
Yeah, and I loved what Bronwyn said when she was like, oh, all we needed was the men to come fix our problems. Like, thank you so much. Like, blah, blah, blah.
And then the episode cut for a second. It was like, next time on The Housewives. And I was so wigged out when that happened because it was as if, like, the show had ended for a second. Like, you know, at the end of an episode where they go, next time on Housewives.
Yeah.
And it has a preview. Like, they actually did that.
I can't remember that.
We watched it twice.
I can't remember that. Sorry. And also, after that, just while we're talking about the lunch part, Lisa saying to John, oh my God, I feel so much better with Bronwyn. Like, we've really sorted shit out now.
It's like, what the hell?
You literally said six words to Bronwyn and then started going hell for leather at Whitney and Justin. And it's like, oh, sorry.
What?
A horse just went past in our window with someone on it. Anyways, in the sticks. I just love that Lisa was like, oh, I feel so much better with Bronwyn now. Like, we've really sorted out. And John was like, so we're not getting kicked out anymore. She's like, nah. I'm like, what the fuck? You said six words to each other.
Didn't sort anything out. And you're still very much.
And then also Todd.
On the rocks. Oh.
In that scene where he's like, I'm going to go inside. Like, what the hell?
So
like,
I've got my thoughts on Todd.
Mm.
At first, I'm like, wow, like, this guy is delusional. Like, you knew your wife was going to be on Housewives.
Yeah, like, as a full-time cast member as well.
Like, you
knew. It's not even like they're trying it out.
Housewives has been around for years and years and years, just like you. You know how this works.
Yeah.
I have this little spark in my brain thinking, like, is he adding to the entertainment? Is he trying to fuel this storyline as well of like
they've like got knowingly
a, yeah, like a bit of an unstable relationship, and he's like, maybe we'll play on this to get some air. Surely no one is that dumb or that senile that they're like,
he could be, he's pretty old.
He is, but I reckon Bronwyn's very smart. I don't think she would be with someone that is that oblivious.
Yeah.
I think maybe those two are like, maybe we'll play on this.
Yeah, true. Maybe.
But I don't know.
That big gamble just, because we all hate Todd at the moment.
Yeah. But maybe is he doing that on purpose to keep, I mean, she doesn't need him to be relevant, but just to add to her storyline. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Could be something.
I don't know. Look, I always like to go down a rabbit hole with those things, but I don't know, food for thought.
Mm. One point I had for this episode as well was Robert Jr. and his girlfriend eating in bed. Oh,
I can't.
The way that they were just eating in bed like that.
Extremely.
And Mary just sitting across from them, just staring at them.
That was.
He's like, have you combed your hair? He's like, a little bit. A little bit.
Also, combing his hair, that's the least of the priorities that need to be addressed. My hair right
a little
now.
Bit.
That room
what the
was
hell?
A mess.
It the
was
room
like,
would stink.
The room would stink. It
like
had
food.
So
and
much shit in there. Rich yeah. coming from us because we literally bomb the bedroom all the time.
What? Speak for yourself, doll.
Okay. Just the way how they were slowly eating, though.
I
like,
know.
Pick up, like, I don't know what it was, a donut or something. Look, we've all been there. I think, given the fact that we've been together for so long, we would live in each other's bedrooms and would come over and we would eat food in our bedrooms.
We would.
However,
but
if
there's
I
probably
knew,
7 bedrooms in that house and 3 living rooms.
Yeah,
why are you doing that?
I knew a camera crew was popping in.
Oh, I know.
I would have cleaned up a little bit. Like, I know. But that, I think that goes to show how much is actually going on with
Robert Jr. I feel like when I saw the snippet for the next episode, it might be a bit sad because I feel like maybe Mary cracks the surface as to what's going on and Robert Jr. Is shown like quite upset. So, I don't know. I feel like it might be a bit of a sad sitch. I don't know.
Yeah. I think because we touched on this a couple of weeks ago when Jess did a bit of a deep dive, he was arrested for a DUI.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Have you not been listening?
What?
Have you not been listening?
No, I have. I totally missed that.
Okay. Well, goes to show how unengaging this podcast is.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I remember now.
Yeah.
I remember
now. Cool. Anyway, so he's gone through some shit, which I think is why he's down in the dumps, eating in bed, you know, spiraling. We've all been there. But I would not be there if cameras were like that. So
no way. You'd have a full face. You'd have 3 layers of tan.
Yeah.
And
the hair would be freshly cut.
The hair would be fresh.
Yeah. And I'd be on the Ozempic weeks, months before.
Yeah. And the lips would be powdered.
Yeah. Fully cinched. So back to the girls in Palm Springs. Lisa meeting Todd's or one of Todd's lawyers, and then we get the flashback of Lisa finding out that Jen got arrested and she called all 6 of her lawyers. I thought that was fun.
That was funny.
The dinner, watching Bronwyn and Todd converse with one another. How uncomfortable.
It was tough.
Like, she's half-assing this flip-flop speech and he's a 70-year-old man with his arms crossed like a child.
Pulls out his black card.
Oh, it was so strange. And you could tell on all of their faces as well. They were like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like,
it was
what
uncomfortable
is
for
the
everyone.
Relationship? But that makes me think even further. I'm like, is this all for show?
I don't know.
Like,
it's weird.
Why would you be willing to show your relationship like that on camera? Like, surely Bronwyn is smart enough. She knows exact. I don't know.
Don't you also think, like, this is Bronwyn's first season? Like, they're not seasoned people at manipulating scenarios like that. You know what I mean? Like, if it was like Kyle Richards or even like one of the girls on Salt Lake City that's been on there for seasons after seasons, I'd be like, yeah, like they know how to manipulate the story. But this is her first go though. Like, how easily could she pull that off with Todd?
I think because of how she's been eating the girls up one by one so easily.
So good.
Every
though.
Single time she is smart enough to kind of come up with, not come up with, but play on maybe what the girls are feeding into, like saying that, you know, what kind of relationship do you have with an older man, blah, blah, blah. Maybe she's like, actually, let's show them something. Like, let's give them something to talk about.
Maybe.
I don't know. Look, that's just my
loose take on events.
Loose take on events and very niche opinion that probably not a lot of people have, but it just popped into my head a couple of days ago.
Could be calculated.
Could be calculated.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she is calculated in an evil way, the way how Lisa says, but calculated in a smart, entertaining way.
Yeah. Talking about that dinner. Mm. Okay, so they play that game. What was the game? It was like they were writing on a board, and then one of the questions was, what's your partner's favorite sex positions?
Yeah.
Cringe, gross, whatever. One thing that I took note of was when Angie showed her board. I can't remember what she wrote specifically.
She said from behind.
From behind, yes. But then she drew...
Not good coming from the gay rumors either.
But then she... Yes. But then she drew the Greek flag underneath it.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You know.
What do you mean from behind Greek flag?
Maybe the Greeks like it from behind.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what she meant by that.
And maybe was she covering for... What's her partner's name?
Sean.
Sean, that's right. Maybe she's covering for Sean and drawing the Greek flag and being like, he ain't gay. This is just how we do it.
Yeah, from behind.
In Greece, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that I lost it at that because I was like, that is so random to draw the flag on that whiteboard and say from behind.
Yeah.
Also because she's rogue. Like always flaunting the Greek flag. Like she'll rock up at a... you know, an event with the housewives with like the flag tied around her neck. I don't know. It made me lose it.
I think
it.
She just likes to probe the Greek heritage every chance that she gets, which I love.
And I love
that she mentioned it after once talking about her favorite sex position.
Yeah, same. And then also her trying to lighten the mood by bringing up Bronwyn's daughter meeting their grandparents, and it goes so far south. Like Bronwyn and Todd are both like, oi, like this ain't it. You can't talk about that right now. And she is like, oh, I'm sorry. And like, you can genuinely tell that she is like,
had no idea.
Like, you know how some housewives bring up shit to be like malicious or,
she was genuinely trying to change the subject from when Seth was going off at Sean.
Yes. And yeah, it was just hilarious to me because it was like no one told her that whole situation didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like,
it's actually gone terribly wrong. So.
So bad.
Sorry, Angie.
The family are not reuniting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beef there. And then she's sitting there like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, anyway, since we're talking about that, let's talk about Seth and Sean. Mm-hmm. So, Meredith obviously brings up to Sean that she's still hurt by Sean leveraging her son against the behaviors she had last season.
Yeah, whatever. I still don't really understand the whole thing.
From what we can understand, or from what I got from it, is that they had a conversation, they kind of got over it, and then Meredith brought it up again.
Yeah.
But then you can see Seth's eyes are a little bit red, and he starts, I don't know, like... getting a little bit too confident. Maybe he's had one too many wines and Sutton's getting a little bit showy.
Yeah.
And then Whitney's like, show me the proof. And then he starts Googling the proof.
Yeah.
Here's the proof, biatch. I know that man would have, as he was saying that, probably would have regretted saying that immediately.
It was like a
cringe.
An in the moment thing. He read it out and then was like, here's the proof, biatch. And then was like,
he found the article. Like, he was like, fuck yeah, I found the article. Got so excited about it. Got a little bit too excited.
His and then eyes said widened.
That. Yeah. And my skin was crawling and I could tell his skin was crawling and as he was doing that too.
And the whole table
holding
was
the phone
silent.
Up and then we were like, okay. And it's just like, that's a clickbait article with no credibility behind it. Like, that is not proof.
He literally probably didn't even click on the article. He just Googled what would have held the story and just shown it and been like, here's the proof.
Yeah. And
wanky.
You can tell as they're going through it, you can see him in a frame off to the side. He's got his phone up to his ear. He's clearly trying to listen to what Sean was saying on the podcast.
Oh, like, I really?
He was trying to listen. He had his phone up to his ear listening to the podcast.
I didn't see that.
Trying to fact check him. Cringe.
When it was showing what Sean said, I didn't really get why that would have been so offensive.
Yeah, I think it was just more so he had mentioned family.
Yeah, okay. And it's like keep the kids out of it or whatever.
Yeah, there's always that part to Housewives where it's like kids is always off limits.
Yeah.
Where it feels like husbands and kids have been brought into this season quite a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to ask you.
A little bit too much than what I would like, to be honest. But
I was going
to
ask you, I feel like this season of Salt Lake City has so much of the husbands in it. Like, even in the confessionals.
Yeah. Like, they've got their own chair in confessionals. They're showing one-on-one scenes.
Yeah.
With just the husbands.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Look, I don't really care about it. But I can also see that they're all kind of friends as well. And they never really get into it because they know that their wives are going to fight.
Yeah.
They always at a venue together, always hanging out and kind of watching from the sidelines. And this is probably the first time they kind of crossed that line and jumped in. So I get that, like, they kind of felt like they had to address it. But at the same time,
it's just weird to see that husband's so involved.
Yeah. And look, I would like to see less of it.
Mm.
I like to see them on the sidelines. We've got enough shows about men.
Yeah. Like this is Formula One.
This is for the girls.
Know.
This is for the gays.
Get the girls and the gays.
The AFL. Like, let's stick to that.
Yeah.
Watch soccer. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I personally don't really care for the husbands that much.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Fair enough.
That's where I sit with that. Then Seth's saying goodbye to Meredith. I feel like all of a sudden she doesn't give a fuck that he's leaving because her Arvo Zanny's kicked in.
Also, to her defense, he stayed later.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. She was fine with it. Yeah. He stayed the extra day.
But yeah, maybe the Zanny's kicked in.
She was kind of like, well, whatever. Okay. She, like,
and then he's like,
the wrists were limp.
Can you? Yeah. I was going to say, he's like, can you fix my collar? And she fixes his collar, but then drags her hands down his back.
Did a piss poor effort at fixing that. She was like, I know you're off to that. See that bitch in Ohio.
Tell her I said fucking hey. Yeah.
So
the prob is that he's probably having an affair, but
yeah,
whatever.
And look, she doesn't want to say that on camera. Look, that will probably be next season's storyline.
I know. It's brewing. They keep giving.
Yeah. So Lisa and Bronwyn sit by the pool. It's so wild to me that Lisa is still defending Heather at this point. Like, what is this? I feel like there's like a bond between the four of the original four that are left in there.
Hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say Whitney, but I feel like Lisa, Heather, Meredith and Whitney.
Yeah.
They're the core four.
Yeah.
I feel like whoever comes in and has heat with one of those core four,
they're on the outskirts.
They're on the outskirts no matter what. It's kind of like how Beverly Hills had Kyle, Erica, Rinna, and
Dorit.
Like, they were the four that stick together. Everyone else was kind of on the outer and would come in and out.
Yeah.
But if you had beef with one of those, then those four would kind of...
It's really hard.
Yeah. Even though Lisa and Whitney are kind of at odds with each other at the moment, I still think, you know, at the end of the day, they're probably still... We'll be like, this is our show.
Yeah.
We'll keep it running, whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's just like this weird alliance between Lisa and Heather.
Mm. Which is so weird to me as well, because they've had the most issues throughout the most, like, the previous seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. And when, you know, Bronwyn effortlessly again ate her up. Lisa, stumbling her words, had no idea what she was saying, stumbling her words like I am right now. And all of her defense was just not making any sense at all.
No.
And then Bronwyn saying, okay, well, do you think I'm two-faced? And then Lisa going, oh, do I think you're two-faced? I'm like, bitch, you don't have to repeat the question to think about it. It's yes or no.
She's buying time.
Yeah. Like, why does that take so long to register?
I know.
Lisa, girl, what is going on?
Yeah, the part that I love about that scene is when Bronwyn said to Lisa, I'm going to put the bar so low to the ground that you could trip over it. And that's when I knew that she was about to gather Lisa again.
And she did.
She did.
That was a fantastic line. And Lisa had
nothing to say. I want to use that.
To say.
I'm like, I hope that someone...
She ate.
I know. That. I want to use that line.
Yeah.
The next chance I get.
And you know what? She may have practiced those lines, but she delivered them like they came straight off of her head.
Truly.
So...
And it's hard to watch that scene because... Or it's hard to watch the beef going on between Lisa and Bronwyn and Lisa having Heather's back because, like we mentioned just then, she's had so much beef with Heather, but then Lisa's the one that is supposed to have all this history with Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to have been good friends for years. Yeah. And then in the first season that they're on the show together, it all falls apart and, like, it's Lisa and Bronwyn, sorry, now I'm slurring my words, are neck and neck. It's weird.
I feel like they always fall underneath that, like, friend of curse. Like,
yeah, it's Angie, like a trap.
Angie got brought on by Jen.
Mm.
Those two ended up hating each other first season. But, you know, there's a lot of people that come into Housewives that have that friend introduce them and it immediately goes south with that friendship.
Yeah. It's like the Housewives curse.
Yeah. So the girls are going home. They're flying coach.
Yeah. She was being, like, Lisa was being so fucking precious in that moment. And I honestly feel like it was in such bad taste of her when it was Bronwyn who paid for everyone's ticket. I mean, Bronwyn, it was probably Todd.
Yeah.
With his black card that he pulled out at dinner.
Slash the show.
You know, it was in such poor taste because it's like, there's how many people there? They've had all their, everyone's flight home was paid for.
Mm.
And you're running off to separate people to be like, I haven't flown coach in years. Henry's fine, right? Like, we don't need to get home to him straight away.
She was like, I'm so excited to see Henry. Oh my God, he's been so good. And then they find out they're flying coach and she's like... Surely we can stop to LA. Oh, there's nothing wrong with Henry.
Nothing's happened to him. Yeah. It's just it's insane because I think about, and I don't know, maybe it's because we're poor, but if someone had fucking flown me somewhere and then flown me back home and it was a 45-minute flight, I wouldn't give a fuck if I was sitting in the fucking toilet the whole time. I'd be like, thank you so much.
Oh my God, we're on 17C.
Mentioning the seat numbers to everyone. The seat
number. Oh,
and like...
At the back of the plane. Usually, back of the plane is fucking 39. 29. No, yeah.
Yeah.
29C, babe. Like, that is a small flight. You're next to your husband. You're not next to a stranger, okay?
Yeah.
But we're not at the stage where we're flying Economy X yet.
I agree. The only thing that I'll say, though, is I consider... Housewives or housewives like Lisa to be like actual famous people, right? Like this is what we love. A lot of people love them. If I was on a flight and I looked two rows behind me and I saw Lisa Barlow sitting there, I'd genuinely be fucking tweaking.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, look, is there something to it? Like she feels like she can't be on.
I mean, this is her fifth season. She probably feels a certain type of way.
Yeah,
she's kind of reached a status now.
If I saw her on my Jetstar flight home...
As soon as that seatbelt sign comes off, I'm fucking legging it to her seat to, one, ask her a few questions, and two, get a pic.
Literally. So maybe, I don't know, maybe she's been scarred.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, actually, she hasn't because she said she hasn't flown coach in... 10 million years.
Well, maybe that's what she's scared of, fags like us.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we've been left with the mid-season trailer, which I think was absolutely insane.
Mm.
That means we're not going to get an episode next week.
What do you mean?
I don't think... So when they drop the mid-season trailer, they have the mid-season break.
Oh, I fucking hate the break.
But it's okay because we'll have episode one of Beverly Hills.
Which I'm really nervous about.
Yeah, I will get to that soon. But, you know, we'll have something to tie us over in the meantime.
Yeah, that's something.
But in the mid-season trailer, so it kind of looks like Brittany's the one who's been recording the girls. This is something that has been on my mind from the start.
Yeah.
You've been wondering who's done this. Who has recorded these girls? Put a recording device in someone's room? That's insane. That's psychotic. Has she not watched last season? How Monica had the Instagram page.
Bro.
That was enough. You've put a physical recording device in someone's room. You're toast. You'll never be seen again. Okay? You're going to need to batch up to that Mormon bloke pretty quickly because you're going to have no one left on this cast.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say on that. And then Whitney then confessing to saying that she reached out to Monica.
Oh, my God. That's, and Heather's face
when
she says betrayal. That she did. Yeah. I don't know if they'll ever recover from that.
That is pretty, like, especially since how heavy Heather's going for Monica, suing her for $35,000.
Literally.
Like, why the fuck?
And they're meant to be family.
Yeah. So, I honestly, it gets better and better and better and better. They're in their golden era. I want to live in this moment forever.
It's like taking the best shower of your life.
Yeah.
Is right now.
It's like watching Beverly Hills when Lisa Rinna came on.
Yeah, that was like, good.
It was like, this is peak Housewives golden era for them.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for them. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, the only other note that I had was Bronwyn mentioning Brat Summer is hot girl shit.
Yeah. No, that was a great
little, like, she's like
reference in there.
She's like in her 40s or 50s, whatever, and she's mentioning Brat Summer. Love it.
Yeah. And
it's what, again, keeps us connected.
It's slotted in so perfectly as well. So moving on to our rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do this a little bit differently today because mine all need to be all in a row.
Okay.
So I'm going to get you to do yours first.
Like all of them?
Yeah. And then we'll do mine.
Okay. I don't know if I fully finished my notes for these, but we'll just read through them and see how they go. Would you rather spend a day in the life of Kathy Hilton or Lisa Vanderpump? Two of the most probably wealthiest and glamorous queens of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, my instant thought is Kathy Hilton.
Is that just because you want to be that delusional?
Probably because she's that rich and her daughter is Paris Hilton.
True.
What about you?
Man, I don't know. I think I would choose Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay.
Because...
Is it just because you have like a longer connection with Vanderpump?
Maybe. Or maybe it's just because I've seen such a mean side to Kathy in some recent seasons of Beverly Hills. And I'm kind of like...
Like, they are scared of her.
Well, I just feel like, I know that Kathy Hilton seems like she would live a luxurious life. Mm. And she does, obviously. Mm. But I also think that there's a lot of like meticulous, like,
kind of... Do you mean malicious?
No, like meticulous planning and like, you know, there's a lot of fucking like shit that goes on in her world that I don't think would actually be that fun. Whereas, like, I think that, like, Lisa Vanderpump is just surrounded by...
It's a bit lighter.
Gay men in fucking restaurants serving cocktails and having a good time. I mean, she's probably not. But I don't know. That's the vibe I get from Lisa Vanderpump now anyway. The next one is, would you rather cook a meal with Adrian from Beverly Hills or Dorinda from New York? Keeping in mind that Adrian once washed a fresh roast chicken with hand soap. Thinking, because Lisa was like cooking with her and she's like, you need to wash the chicken.
Yeah.
She starts putting fucking hand soap on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild. And then also, hang on, keeping in mind that Dorinda, whenever she has provided for people, it ends up in fucking chaos. She was like, I make it nice. So there's chaos there as well.
I'm going to say Dorinda because I think... If I was put in that situation, I could pretty much like scoot myself off to the side if I didn't want to be involved in the drama. Yeah, she wouldn't know unless I made eye contact.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would be overall a lot more entertaining to be in Dorinda's house preparing a meal other than Adrian. Like Adrian, I think I would genuinely be scared, especially if she's washing the chicken with dish soap.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm going to choose Dorinda because I think... I would aim to get just as drunk as her and then just have the best argument of my life with her. it would just be so entertaining.
And you get over it the next day anyway.
Cause she oh, they all going. Do. Yeah. And then my last one is which housewife from Salt Lake City. And I've chosen Salt Lake City because I feel like a lot of the housewives on there are mainly still the same housewives from season one.
Yeah.
Which housewife do you feel the most differently from season one to now?
As in who's changed the most?
Or just how you feel towards them. Like you might have loved them at the start or you might have hated them at the start. And now you like which one is the most different that you feel towards?
That's a hard one. Mm. I've loved Lisa from the start.
Yeah, same.
I didn't love Meredith from the start.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't.
I liked Meredith from the start, actually.
I didn't understand her. I thought she was quite confusing. I didn't understand her as a person. Mm. She's now one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because she...
Just iconic.
Yeah. Like this. Yeah. Honestly, she's had one too many... The way Zannies. How she Zannies out in these combos, in the dinners, in just her scenes.
Yeah.
It's my final form. Like
final form.
Yeah. I want to be that chilled out at all times.
Well, you are actually, because you fall asleep on the couch most nights and by 8 p.m.
Even though when I think I'm giving energy on this podcast, I still sound like I'm asleep.
So. You say that's your final form. You're already there, doll.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm past it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm going to say Whitney.
Yeah.
I really, really liked Whitney at the start. Like, I thought she was someone that kept it really real and just, you know, was very authentic. And then as the seasons went on, I hated the way that she weaponized her healing journey against everyone else and made everyone else to be a bad person because she's on a healing journey. And, like, I get that, like... There's different layers to that, but ultimately it left a bad taste in my mouth. And this is just from what we saw, you know, in the episodes and stuff, but ultimately it left a bad taste in my mouth because you can't expect everyone to be on the same journey with you. And I feel like she did expect so much from everyone.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was unreasonable and she's kind of made that her personality in a way.
Yeah.
And so I really liked her at the start. And now I feel a little bit different towards her now. I wouldn't say that I hate her or I don't like her. She definitely needs to be on the show, but...
I agree. I don't... Like, she annoys me. Yeah. But I think she's that one castmate that needs to be on the show.
Totally. She needs to be there. To
stir shit up.
Oh, yeah. And she does it so well.
Yeah. She deserves her spot in there. I hate when people say, like, someone annoys them. They're like, get them off. They're annoying.
Yeah.
They're mean. They're problematic. That's why we watch the show.
100%.
She has her place on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that she needs to go by any means.
Mm.
She annoys me, but that is probably the good thing about it. Great questions. They're really good. All right. Well, my rapid fires, they need to be one after another, but I've got one first that's not related to that at all. So I'll do this one first.
Not related to what?
Like not related to... The ones that need to be in order.
Okay.
So then my first one is, what was more iconic? Name 'Em by Sutton Strack or Own It by Lisa Rinna?
And Own It was obviously with Denise.
Mm.
Yeah. I think Name 'Em has become more iconic than Own It.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And like Kyle was sitting there like,
What the fuck is going on
in this house right now?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Name 'Em because everyone was so confused.
As much as I hate to admit it, I would also agree.
Mm.
Lisa Rinna is iconic for that because she would say it all the time and it just felt very dramatic.
Yeah.
But Sutton came out of nowhere and was extremely frustrating. The way how she kept saying it,
it made my
blood boil.
Yeah.
Listening to her.
We're all sitting there going, like, what the fuck is wrong with this chick?
Yeah. Okay, so my next one is a battle royale.
Okay.
So, who would come out on top in a heated argument?
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do, so it's Beverly Hills versus Salt Lake City.
Like in general?
In general. So, it's a different housewife every time.
Okay.
Every question. And then we're going to get down to the winner. So, it's going to go down to like Whoever wins out of that goes into the next round. Whoever goes into that goes into the next round.
Okay, I'm too drunk for this, but okay, go ahead.
Cool. So, Lisa, like it's the battle of the Lisas. Lisa okay. Rinna or Lisa Barlow?
Oh,
in
my
a
God.
Heated argument, who's coming out on top?
Who's coming out on top? I'm going to say Rinna because Lisa Barlow ends up in tears mm-hmm. and kind of deflects and runs away. She does. She gets to a point where she runs away from things, whereas Lisa Rinna, I've never seen her run from
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I think Rinna is very fiery.
Yeah.
Like, Barlow can, you know, she'll say some rogue ass yeah. shit, but Rinna can lock in.
Totally.
And annihilate someone.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, Sutton Strack or Mary Cosby?
Mary would definitely annihilate
I agree. Sutton. Yeah, Sutton yep. would be up in the corners with her eye roller again. Number four, Erica Jayne or Jen Shaw?
Oh my God. That is one that I would want to see. That is one I would want to see. Wow. I'm going to say... Oh, that's hard because Jen is ghetto.
Yeah.
And Erica is like precise.
Yeah. She's like, she can cut you like
or a what? Yeah. Or what? And Jen is like, I'll throw a fucking glass at your yeah. head.
But I don't think Erica would stray away from getting physical no. either. If it no. needed, she wouldn't be throwing the first punch, but she would fight back.
Yeah. I'm going to say Erica.
Erica. Interesting. Okay. I mean, not interesting. I find like it would be very hard to choose out of those two.
Yeah.
Number five, Kathy Hilton or Meredith Marks?
Oh my God. These are so hard.
Yeah.
You really thought about this. Kathy Hilton or Meredith Marks? Okay. That is so hard. I'm going to say Meredith because Kathy would never go too far on camera.
True.
Whereas Meredith doesn't give a fuck. She's talking about her husbands.
Yeah.
Let's talk about her husbands.
She's also careful about what she talks about as well because she's a lawyer.
Who?
Meredith.
Meredith, yeah.
Yeah. She's so she very wouldn't smart. Say anything that would incriminate her.
But I think Kathy would honestly just shut down mm-hmm. if it was on camera.
Yeah.
If it was off camera, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But on camera, no, Kathy on camera. Would shut down. Yeah.
Okay. Round two.
Okay.
So now we've got the finals from your last choices going into the next round. So yeah. Rinna versus Mary.
Rinna versus Mary.
It's kind of giving Rinna versus Kim Richards, to be honest, but a little bit a more little spicier. Bit.
Rinna versus Mary. I'm going to say Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Mary can kind of shut down a bit as well.
Okay. So then we've got Erica versus Meredith.
Erica, because she'll get dirtier than Meredith would.
Okay. And now we've got the final
this round. Is scary.
So after your answers, we've got Rinna versus Erica, two besties.
Rinna versus Erica.
Yeah.
Erica.
Erica out of those two.
I think so because yeah. I think Erica, like Lisa goes a bit like sideways sometimes mm. and she starts to like not make as much sense. Whereas like Erica always has like her ducks in a row when yeah. she's up against someone.
Yeah. Great answers.
Would you agree?
I would agree. Yeah. No, I actually haven't personally thought about it. Too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Erica's out on top. She won the Battle Royale.
Okay.
Good
it
game.
It kind of makes sense because, to be honest, Erica, if I was thinking about myself and I had to feud against someone, I would be nervous going up against Erica.
Yeah.
Because she is just very cutthroat.
Yeah. Well, that's all we've really... need got to touch you. On.
Okay.
So I think in terms of what else are we watching, we both watch the same shit.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of in an agreement that we're going to start watching Real Housewives of Melbourne again.
Yeah, I want to watch that from the start again. I just feel like it's such an iconic show and I feel like it's been long enough now that I'd watch it again and be entertained by it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'd be like, oh, amazing. Will Jess be back next week?
She will not be. She'll still be in Bali.
Oh, we'll have fun with Bali Belly Bitch.
Yeah, you might be back again.
Well, good. Call me up.
Yeah.
I'll see if I'm free.
Yeah, I won't have to go far. Anyways, we're going to love and leave you. We're going to go and try and find
wrestle some snakes.
Yeah, the rest of this battle in this Airbnb. And we'll come back to you.
We'll go find this mouse, see what the fuck's going on.
I don't want to find it. I just want to pretend that I never saw it. And hopefully it won't make its way into one of our bags.
Okay.
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 All right. Well, thanks for joining me this week. And I'll probably see you same time next week.
All right. Bye.
Uru doll.
Uru.